Would you turn with me to the Epistle to the Romans, the fifth chapter? A few scriptures for our meditation this morning. Romans 5. Verses 1 through 5 we're going to read this morning. In this fifth chapter, Paul's letter to the church at Rome, it says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." And I want to stop the reading right there. The subject title on the side of my Bible, in the margin, it says the blessings of justification. But my attention is turned to drill down into that second verse. It says, we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Hope, which gives us the ability to rejoice in the glory of God. And I say, Lord, help us this morning. You know, the Word of God talks about the milk of the Word and the meat of the Word. And this is the meat of the Word. This is a word that is stronger in terms of its interpretation and access to us, because justification that he speaks of here is a state of acceptance with God, a being in right relationship with God, that the believer in Jesus Christ treats him as righteous and not as guilty. And who secures that? Jesus Christ does. And how is it obtained? By faith. It's by faith. It's by grace that he gives it to us. We're right, we're justified by faith, praise God. Because of the blood of Jesus, God doesn't see us as we are, but he sees us justified because of the sacrifice of Christ Jesus. And we rejoice in that, praise God. Once we were far from God, but now we've been made nigh by the blood of Jesus, the Word says. We've been brought into relationship, been reconciled back to the Father because of what Christ did on the cross. And he talks about, in the next few verses, not only so, but we glory in tribulation. You see, in tribulation, it affects every one of us today. There's no exemption from tribulation. Everyone is exposed to it, Christian, non-Christian, believer, non-believer, it doesn't matter. Everyone's exposed to tribulation, trials and troubles and testing. And he says, we glory in tribulation. What a mature faith to be able to say we glory in tribulation. No one wants tribulation. No one wants tribulation, but we glory in tribulation. And as we read this, I can see someone saying, well, Brother Ron, are you trying to put a spin on the troubles and trials that we face? You know, today in this political season, a politician will come out and say something that's controversial. And the very next day, someone, or they call them the spin doctors, will come out and give an interpretation or try and spin what the person said to make it look different. You see, spin is deception. Don't look at this, look over here. Don't look at this, but look at that. This is not spin. The Word of God is truth. We glory in tribulation because it is Christ's truth. Why do we glory in tribulation? What is in it? What is in it for us? God is doing something. And the Apostle Paul is mature enough in the Word of God and in his walk with the Lord to say, look, God is doing something in our lives. When we go through things, he's allowing us to go through things. He's doing it for a reason. We may not understand it. We may never find out why, but there is a reason. You know, the word says, my thoughts are not your thoughts and my ways are not your ways. But God knows what he's doing, and he has a purpose in everything that he does. Praise God. That in one of the epistles, it says, after you have suffered a while, establish, strengthen, and make you perfect. Something that the Lord is doing in this tribulation. And we all come with tribulation and troubles and trials. And sometimes they weigh us down to the point where, you know, we can only see the dark side. I hate to put it like that, but it's kind of a way of looking at things that, oh, I got this trouble and this isn't right. And that's a mess. And this situation is out of control. And I don't know what to do. But praise God, we have to trust in the Lord. It's not a time to lay our harps on the side of the road, but it's a time to trust the Lord and believe his promises. The scripture says, and I believe it's in Hebrew, lift up the hands which hang down and confirm the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet. Praise God. It's time to hold on to the promises of God that are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We glory in tribulation. Why? Because knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Praise God. Patience, experience that we have. It takes time. We want everything instantly. I know that's our nature. But God says sometimes we have to wait. And sometimes the trial is long. It could be years long. We don't want to hear that, but that's reality. That's the meat of the word. It's years long, and we have to hold on and be resolute and say, oh, Lord, we're not going to give up. We're not going to let the enemy win. We're going to hold on to the promises of God. Praise the Lord. And we're going to trust him. Glory in tribulation. Paul went through so many things in his life, and you can read his life story of what he saw and what he experienced, praise God. And he still writes in his prison letter, we glory in tribulation. Oh, Paul, my faith is not where yours is, but I want to do the same thing. I want to glory in tribulation, knowing that God is doing something. He's preparing the hearts, and not just for you. He may be affecting people around you. That work that's going on is not necessarily only for you, but it could be around the people that are around you, rather that is affected, praise God, as they see your walk with the Lord, as they see your steadfastness and you're holding on to Christ, praise God. Are you still going to that church? Are you still believing that? Are you still adhering to that doctrine? Are you still going along in spite of everything you see? Are you still, yes, I am, because Christ is true, praise God. His word is yea and amen. And we're going to hold on to that, praise God. And it gives us hope to rejoice, praise God. I want to continue on. Lord, help us as we, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, being proven, being tested, being proven, praise God, by God, it worketh patience. It's hard. It's tough to go through. There's no other way. It doesn't happen by osmosis. It happens by going through. It happens by experience. It happens by having those situations in our life. Because then our faith is tested and it's proven. Are you believing God because everything's going right? Are you believing God because everything is smooth and you're got your financial situation is set and your work situation is set and your family situation is set? It's easy to believe in God. Hey, everything's good. Everything's good. Oh, I got money in the bank. I got good investments and my family's all healthy and well and I can kind of motivate and do anything I want. Well, is that why you're believing in God? Because you're going to be tested and I'm going to be tested. And what's the reality? Praise God. tribulation will come. And Jesus told us, be of good cheer. In the world, you're going to have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. You're going to be tested and you're going to be tried. And you're going to be given choices to make. And how are you going to navigate with those choices? Are you going to take the compromise way, the easy way? Are you going to stand on the promises of God and fight the good fight of faith and take the criticisms and stand resolutely on the promises? Praise God. What are you going to do? Oh, Father, help us this morning. We glory in tribulation. I love what I believe it's Peter that says, or James rather, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. That is a mature expression of a man of God. That's not superficial. That's not, oh, praise the Lord, everything's good. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, everything. No, that's count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. When the family is falling apart, when your faith is failing, when your body is racked with pain, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Oh my God. Lord, what kind of a gospel is this? It's a gospel of truth. It's a gospel of victory. Praise the Lord as we trust him this morning. Praise God, because let patience, what you're going through, God is doing something. I can't emphasize that enough. The brother testified, it's about the journey. Yes, it is about the journey. And what kind of journey is it going to be? Oh, it's going to be a journey of victory. Will there be ups and downs? Yes. Will there be reverses and setbacks? Absolutely. Will there be victories? Oh, yes, there will be victories. Because God is faithful, praise the Lord, and he will take us all the way through. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. Habakkuk speaks out in great faith about the situations, I'll call it tribulations, in terms that we're not necessarily familiar with, but it says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Sounds like desperation. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Praise the Lord. Oh, let us rejoice in the God of our salvation. Well, things aren't what we want to see them be. People have fallen away. There's been problems. There's been issues. We all know. Without going into details, we want the Lord to bring us back together. We want the Lord to revive and restore and refresh and renew. And we got to say, like the prophet Habakkuk, yet I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, the small deer, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. Praise God. Will God take us to the mountaintop after we've been in the valley? Yes, he will, my brother. I'm looking to the mountaintop this morning. And I'm saying, Lord, would you lead us to the mountaintop once again? Praise God. We've been in the valley long enough. Oh, it's time to say, oh, Lord, we're trusting you. We're rejoicing in you. We're praising you. Praise God. Not just when times are good, but all the time. The psalmist says, what beautiful expression. His praise shall be continually on my mouth, on my lips. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Praise God. This proven character, this testing that we go through is for our growth, is for our maturation, for us to become strong. Not as children, today, the commentary on the social situation that we see is kids are coming out of college that have never had adversity, never experienced adversity, never had bad times. And they're coming out, they're so fragile. They're so fragile, everything upsets them. I gotta have a safe space. Everybody gets a trophy, nobody loses. Everybody gets a trophy for playing the game. No, there's winners and there's losers. There's adversity in this life. And that's how sometimes as Christians come out, oh Lord, as long as everything's good, I'm good. When everything goes downhill, my hands hang down and I don't praise the Lord. I don't testify. I don't pray. Oh, God speaks to us this morning. Oh, my people, come on. Come on. I've got something good. Trust me. Fight the good fight of faith. Oh, praise the Lord. And this testing works hope. Tribulation work with patience, patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. We have hope, not only in this life. We have hope in this life. Yes, we do. We come and pray. We bring our burdens before the Lord, and we have hope and faith that he is going to answer. We have hope that he is going to make a way, praise God. If nothing else, he will strengthen us and give us grace to go through the trials. Praise the Lord. He is with us, praise God, this morning. And we thank him for that. Lord, the hope that he talks about, it's a hope that make him not ashamed. You're believing in that gospel. You're believing in that way of faith. You're believing in that. Yes, yes, we are. Yes, I am. Individually, are you believing? Are you trusting God? Are you seeking his face? Are you fighting the good fight of faith? Praise God. I'm so glad we have a place we can come to in the midst of turmoil all around us, a place where we can come together in unity and experience the Lord's presence and lay our burdens and our cares on the altar and just rejoice in the Lord. Lord, yes, we have these troubles. Well, I'm going to praise the Lord when everything's okay. Well, it's going to be a long time if you ever get there. Because you think the enemy is going to let up on you. You think the enemy is going to make it a time when everything's smooth, everything's going well. No, we're going to praise the Lord in the trial. We're going to praise the Lord when we're waiting for the answer. We're going to praise the Lord when victory doesn't look so certain. We're going to praise the Lord because he is God. Praise God. And he deserves. He's worthy. We sang he's worthy of it all. Praise the Lord. He is certainly worthy of it all this morning. And the hope, it's a hope he gives us that make us not ashamed. Oh, praise God. John writes in his epistle, and every man that hath his hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Titus writes, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And Peter tells us in his epistle, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Praise God. That's what we rejoice in this morning, that Jesus raised from the dead. He sits at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you and I this morning, praise God. It is that same hope. He gave us that same spirit that resurrected him out of the grave, that same spirit that is going to resurrect us in that day. Praise the Lord, a hope of eternal life with Christ Jesus. The writer of Hebrews says that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor for the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, praise God, a hope that is steadfast and sure. Oh Lord, thank you. Thank you for your love that you've imparted to us. Thank you for the hope. We rejoice. There's hope and there's rejoicing in Christ Jesus. Sometimes I think we get just out of whack a little bit. There's more negativity, more woe is me sometimes. And I'm guilty of it. I'm talking about myself. Say, Lord, let me remember. Let me hang on to your word and to your promises. Praise God that you will make a way. That, Lord, as you suffered, you know, Paul prayed in his prayer to be made partakers of the sufferings. You know, what maturity, made partakers of the sufferings. Praise God that we'll be made partakers of the victory also. And Lord, help us as we consider what you have given us, consider what you have exposed to us, that we continue in this Christian journey, that we come together with rejoicing. Praise God, that we ought to be rejoicing. And I say this for myself, every service that we can make it to, come rejoicing. Praise God, come rejoicing. What has God done? Look where we are. Oh yeah, there's problems or troubles, yeah. I'm missing one arm, yeah, but I'm making it, praise God. God gave me grace and strength. We're here this morning by grace. We're here by grace. God has done his, you know, marvelous things in our lives. He sustained us, and sometimes, you know, it's the road is tough, but God is with us, and he helps us, praise the Lord. And this love that he imparts, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Aren't you amazed at God's love this morning? When you consider where you were and what you've done in your life. I mean, think of the bad things. This is not a positive moment, but I'm telling you, think of the things where you let the Lord down and you disobeyed. And you had your own head and nobody could talk to you. And you wanted to do your own thing and you had your own ideas and all that stuff. That's old people talk. And yet, God loves you. Loves you so very much that he sent his only son to die in your stead. Oh, praise God. That he brought you out of darkness, opened your eyes to the truth. Well, Brother Ron, my circumstances right now are not what I'd like to see them be. In my heart of hearts, in my secret moments, I think that things aren't where I know God is pleased. And I try to put on a facade, and I try to make excuses, but something within me, something deep down inside, is saying, you need to surrender. You need to let go. You need to give God everything. Praise the Lord. Oh Lord, would you help us? I believe every one of us have had those moments in some fashion or another. And here Paul is encouraging this church. We glory in tribulation because in this trial, in the troubles, in the difficulties, God is doing something in our lives. He's exposing our limits. He's exposing the limits of our faith. He's exposing where we are, that we we actually see, without condemning us, he's exposing us to where we are and where we need to get to. Showing us, praise God, affecting the people around us. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. You know, Paul said he prayed 3 times to be delivered from whatever that trial was. And the word came to him, my grace is sufficient for thee. What God is doing, what God did, only God knows. But we have to have faith. I love this scripture. I'm going to close with this. Brothers or sisters, would you come forward? But it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Can I read that again? It is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Can you imagine? I can't imagine what God has prepared for us. But I thank him. I say, Lord, help us this day to make our commitment to continue on, knowing that as we're going through difficulties, going through problems, going through troubles, going through rough times, that you're working patience, you're working experience, you're working hope in our lives, that we come out stronger. May the Lord encourage you this morning. May he help you and help us all together. May his name be praised. Do we have a song this morning?